ATV users, know where you can travel before you go. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. A common complaint heard every hunting season by fish and game officers and biologists involves the violation of motorized vehicle restrictions. Few things are more frustrating for hunters than to rise up well before sunup, hike to a favorite hunting spot in a motorized restricted area, and just as the sun peaks over the horizon, hear a motorized vehicle approaching. One perspective coming from Roger Phillips, fish and game official.
Certain units have ATV restrictions, which are, in a real short explanation, they can only be used where a full-size vehicle is capable of traveling. If you're hunting, it's a good thing to think about where you're going and where you're allowed to take those things and know in advance. And it can get a little tricky sometimes, and I'll be the first to admit. But at the same time, that's the responsibility of the user to know where they can and can't take these things, and a little homework in advance might save you some headache down the road.
If you don't want a headache, hard copy motor vehicle use maps are available at all United States Forest Service offices. Maps are also stocked at some of the information kiosks located at popular USFS entry points. In addition, the USFS has signs at many other USFS portal points. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.